We have arrived. It's the future, or one version of the future, imagined in 1989.
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2, part of the 80s sci-fi trilogy starring Michael J. Fox, finds the characters Doc and Marty McFly traveling in a flying car to the year 2015.
At 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Well, that exact date is still in the future, but we thought it would be fun to take a look at how much the movie got right in its version of 2015.
And what was a little off. First, flying cars.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Not quite standard issue as predicted, but the idea may not be so far off. A company called Aeromobile successfully tested a two-seater car-airplane hybrid last year.
And speaking of flying...
He's on a hoverboard!
Yes, we do have hoverboards. They cost $10,000, but the Hendo Hoverboard Company has created a working model that looks surprisingly similar to the one in the movie, minus the bright pink paint.
Speaking of, we can't seem to escape the 80s neon fashion craze. Even that's still around today. But this trend hasn't caught on.
All kids in the future wear their pants inside out.
No, the kids don't wear their pants inside out, at least not on purpose. But there was another thing Marty McFly put on in the movie that will apparently be a reality this year.
Power laces, all right.
Power shoelaces. It's not clear exactly when they'll be ready, but Nike is working on the concept.
And while the film did forecast a clunkier version of Google Glass, there are no smartphones to be seen, but the movie shows fax machines, which are still a thing. Well, kind of.
The McFly kitchen of the future features a food rehydrator to instantly prepare a pizza.
Lithium mode on.
But in the real 2015, there is 3D printed pizza technology. This native New Yorker has yet to try it, though.
And, Robert, thankfully, in the real 2015, we're not on our 19th sequel of the hologram Jaws. But Back to the Future 2 did do well with its prediction of drones. They didn't call them that in the movie, but in the film, a little flying robot walks a dog and also takes photos for USA Today.
Oh, this is heavy.
Wait, Lulu. There were still newspapers in that version of the future, and gladly, there still are. And one more thing. The real 2015 is only a couple of days old, and with John Lester recently traded to Chicago, what seemed like a low-blow gag in the movie...
Wait a minute. Cubs win World Series.
Hey, it could happen.
Against Miami?
Who knows what the future holds?